Blog Talk Radio.
One year ago, I was touch and go. Time made me see of the mystery, taught me that love and time will change your mind and make it right, bring your darkness to the light. My heart sings in the night, my love I bring to you.
Yeah.
welcome again to the study session of the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yamsuf Arif. I, along with my fellow lead student, Cartier from New York City, will be bringing these study sessions to you as we have been doing so previously. And we'd like to give you in these archaeology finds, these bird's eye view studies, burning the midnight oil studies, the understanding of the working dynamics and components of a relationship with the Creator. And it's real. Just like that song alluded to, side by side, the dynamics and the components of the relationship as the who, what, we, and where, and how is very important in this relationship with the Creator, the Maker. And nothing should be taken by chance and a happenstance, or leaning to your own conception and you directing the course of the relationship. The relationship with the Creator is defined by the Creator. The perimeters are set by the Creator. And the working components in the relationship are put in place by the Creator. The only thing you have to do is act out your part. You don't have to do anything else. Just act out your part. Do your part in this relationship, and you will come out successful. Now, if you act contrary to that, I can assure you, by my observation and by my studies, it's not going to work out very well for you. And because of the fact that we don't have any idea what relationships are and the parameters and guidelines in relationship, and I don't care what those relationships may be, because we have been stolen from those relationships. We have been taken away from those relationships. And we have no idea what those relationships call for, the parameters and the guidelines and the components, the working components within those relationships, and that would apply to one another. And I believe that's why it was essential in that prayer that King David asked when he asked for a new heart. He knew the importance of the relationship with Yah, and he said that. And he knew further in that prayer the importance of relationships with one another, and he said that too. And you may be asking, what did he say, Yamsuf? Well, he said, Most High, give me a new spirit, a steadfast spirit, that I'm stable, I'm not all shaky. I'm down with the cause, you know. I'm not flighty. I'm not flaky. I need a spirit like that. I need to be on the right track. And along with that, as far as relationships are concerned, teach me to love you with all my heart in this relationship, all my soul, all my strength, in conjunction with that, relationships with my brothers and sisters and my brothers and sisters as myself. And that I may thirst continually within these relationships. So these relationships are set within the perimeters and guidelines of my thirst for righteousness, because righteousness dictate the perimeters and guidelines of these relationships. And along with that would be relationship with strangers, meaning different nations also. So if you want to know everything about relationships with the Creator, relationships with each other, in relationship with strangers, different nations, Cartier and I, we're here to set the record straight for you. But we'll be getting to that. But I want to make some contemporary comments before Cartier and I get started in these study sessions. And I'm going to let you get there before we get there. Turn to Chronicles chapter 19, short chapter tonight. And you may be asking yourself, Yamsuf, you normally do two chapters. Well, you know, we're at the end of our study sessions. When it comes, we've been through all the books of the so-called Old Testament. And so it's just like, you know, when you come, you're eating your ice cream, and you first started off with a big box of it, a big pint, and you're getting down to the last part of it, and you're taking your time eating on it. And that's what it's about right now. We're savoring the moment. We're getting right, we're going to open up a new box. But right now, with saving the last remains in these studies, in this last book that we have opened up in our studies. So we're savoring the moment. That's why I'm taking my time. Don't worry. Gautier and I, we're going to open up a new pint. Okay? Don't worry, y'all. Okay. But I want to make some comments about some contemporary subject matters. Joe Biden said the chaos could not be avoided in Afghanistan. But being ex-military, I know. What he said is true in one point and not true in another. When you withdraw from a situation, it's called control withdrawal. And it means you have a line, you have several lines of defense, and you withdraw from those lines in a controlled manner. The first line, draw back behind the other two lines behind him. It's sort of like they're drawing back and like a leapfrog. You have three lines of defense. And that first line will draw back to the behind the third line. And it will become the third line, and the second line will become the front line. So if Joe Biden and the American government did it properly, all the chaos couldn't have been avoided, but some chaos could have been avoided. It would have been controlled. But just withdrawing, getting rid of your Air Force base, one of your Air Force bases altogether, and withdrawing to the perimeters of the base, and the Afghanis running all over the airport, jumping on airplanes, they had no line of defense. And so that was their only line of defense. It was not controlled. So the end result should have been as expected. If you have no, yes, there would have been chaos. It's just the nature of things, you know. And so, and these people think that America is utopia. And they've heard about America. And they think America's utopia. They don't mind getting on an airplane. You know, they don't mind Big Daddy and Big Mama going, and we got to get on the airplane to go with them. You know, we can't let Dad and Mama leave us, you know, to these old brown-skinned Talibans. No. And they say they got things going on in America, you know, unlike what they got here, you know. But little do they know, America is not utopia. And if you don't have some Yah in your life, and you don't have any love for your brothers and sisters in your life, you don't have that thing the Matrix would get you. You would be a walking dead Negro and Negress too. And what do I mean by that? Jumping over to America, the people in Afghanistan think this is utopia. But they fail to realize, because they have not been privy to the information we've been privy to, that here's who's in charge here. I'm going to put them in the least powerful to the last, the more powerful, which controls the whole dynamic of the Matrix. You have the alphabet boys and girls. They previously come into charge. You know, they want to control things. They want to direct things, especially in our communities, by virtue of some of our women who are controlling some of these so-called organizations and these Black Lives Matter things and whatnot, you know, they've been given a little power to exercise some form of control. I call them the alphabet boys and girls. And then you have the whores of Babylon. The whores of Babylon, the Most High speaks about them, and they live within the daughter of Babylon, and so they exercise a little bit of power too. And they walk around whopping they behind and whatnot and doing everything that's perverted in every sense of the word. Wop, 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 you know, all that, talking all that nonsense. That's all they do. A lot of perversion and stuff. So they're the second line from the last. The last is the alphabet boys and girls. And then you have the whores of Babylon, which is third. And then you have the witchcraft and sorceress. They have always had a hand in what's going on in these United States of America. And I call them the witches and the sorcerers. They have a hand in the components of what's driving what's going on in this country. And but first in the succession of things, and I did in reverse order, is the universal white race supremacy. They control everything and everybody. And they the one that calls the shots. So they got all bases covered. Okay? They got home base, they got first, second, third covered. And so if you don't have a working relationship with Yah, you may get caught at one of the bases. The alphabet boys and girls may get you. The whores of Babylon may get you. The witchcraft and sorcerers may get you. And universal white race supremacy will get you. If you're not in the matrix of things that are going on in these United States and that the Afghanis don't realize what's really going on here, okay? And so if they only knew, they would be jumping on top of those airplanes and falling off in the airport trying to get up out of there. They'd be running back the other way, be running to the hills. If they only knew what they were trying, they were getting. I'm not, that doesn't say, I don't agree with the Taliban in the way they treat their women. But I'm not a Taliban. I'm not an Afghani. Okay? So I don't have anything to do with it. I could voice my concern about mistreating women and girls. And I do voice my concern. But America needs to be very careful when it's pointing fingers at people about how they treat girls and women. And it has a track record in its history of mistreating girls and women. The vote, some of our young sisters and so on and so forth end up on a milk carton and don't nobody know where they at. The Sandra Blands and so on and so forth. So America doesn't have doesn't have more authority to be pointing fingers at what's going on as far as the Taliban is concerned. I think America needs to clean up its own act when it comes to women, period, especially our women. So if the Afghanistan people only knew what they were getting into, because they're running right headed into a storm, a matrix. As I said, if they ain't got no Yah, they better have something. They better have some Allah, whatever they believe in, Akbar, Allah, whatever they say, they better have it, and they better hold on to it tight, because they're running into a storm. And I call out the storm that they're headed. The alphabet boys and girls, they'll turn their boys and their girls out. The whores of Babylon, they'll turn their boys and girls out. The witchcraft and sorcerers, they'll turn their boys and girls out. The universal white race supremacists, they turn everybody out. You better believe it. And so, but I will pray for the brothers, and I suggest that you pray for the brothers and sisters in Afghanistan. And let's not forget those in Haiti. I mean, they've been mistreating their country for the longest. I heard Pat Robertson, the old white fella, the old white Christian, said they were cursed. But look here, I didn't say it. He said it. But if you don't know history, and you have no idea of what history is, you would make those vague statements. But if you know history and the history, the world history, and you know the history of Haiti and their fight against the French for their freedom and the universal conspiracy efforts of all nations to conspire against this nation because they fought against the French and secured their freedom. And they find that unacceptable. And because they find that unacceptable, they do everything possible to ensure that this country is marginalized, impoverished, and so on and so forth. And they take advantage of it. Even with the NGOs that's supposedly going over there to help them, even in 2010 when they had an earthquake, millions and billions of dollars was taken in order to support Haiti. And the people didn't, the NGOs were eating steak while the people were eating pork and beans, okay? And the NGO left eating steak and left the people with cans of pork and beans. They have marginalized these people, and they've done it just like they're doing in Cuba. If America got a problem with you, everybody got a problem with you. If Britain got a problem with you, everybody got a problem with you. They part of the team. I call it Team Universal White Race Supremacy. If you ain't on that team, they work together. And you better believe it. And they run everything. They got the World Bank Organization. They got the World Health Organization. They got everything that you could possibly need, but you got to pay for it. And so Haiti, because of the fact it fought against the French, it secured their freedom from the French government. They took issue with that, and they've had a bone to pick with the Haitians ever since. And they've kept this country marginalized and in confusion, chaos, and assassinations, and so on and so forth. So let us keep the Haitian brothers and sisters in mind in our prayers, okay? Well, let me bring my brother and friend Cartrell on. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. I'm very appreciative, and may he bless you and your family also. Love you, brother. Stay up.
I love you too, Ark. Thank you. We all need a blessing. Mm-hmm. And like to bless the Most High who blesses us.
Exactly. Amen.
And so far as Haiti, they should be spending $2-3 trillion on Haiti, because Haiti's in the Americas. Haiti is a rich land. Haiti's been deprived, like you said, and suppressed by the world powers.
Right.
And when they see Haiti is in trouble, they take advantage of Haiti.
Exactly.
Here it is, Afghanistan, getting $2 trillion over the last 20 years, and they still need help.
You better believe it.
They still need help. But the situation in Haiti is worse than Afghanistan.
Exactly. And
they focus mostly attention on Afghanistan rather than on our brothers and sisters in Haiti. Right now, Haiti's an afterthought after, you know, everything else in the news. Joe Biden's decision. But didn't they make this decision before in the recent past with the Kurds?
Right.
They just upped and left and left the Kurds,
yeah,
the interpreters, the allies.
Yeah. Yeah.
They left them out to hang, left them out to hang dry.
Yeah, left them out, hung them out to dry, Cartrell. Yeah, the Kurds.
So before the Afghans get here through evacuation, they're already getting a taste of that forked tongue stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they, you know, y'all lied to us. Y'all said y'all going to look out for us, take care of us. Mm-hmm. Now y'all abandoning us, leaving us in danger against people, you know, that we was trying to help you defeat.
Right.
So what good is America's word?
Every word ain't no good, Cartrell, and we learned these in our study. And King Darwin set a fitting example for that. King Darwin said, I'm going to keep my word even if it hurts me.
And believe me.
Right.
The Afghanistans, when they bring them here, they're going to go through culture shock.
Right. Oh, definitely. Believe me, brother. I've been to other countries, and you do have a culture shock. And believe you me. Coming where they coming from and coming to America, a lot of them will have nervous breakdown. They're going to have depression. I mean, they're going to go through a lot, bro. Believe me. They're going to go through nervous breakdown, depression, because they're not used to any way the wind blows, any way the mop flop, any way the cookie crumbles, mentality that America has. And just like these nuts are fighting about wearing masks, you know, so they're not used to that. These people exercise, they're common people, and they exercise a little common sense. And so they ain't used to all that nonsense, okay? They're not used to the Alphabet Boys marching up and down. They're not used to the whores of Babylon walking up and down the street and wearing all kind of, well, halfway wearing all kind of stuff. They're not used to witchcraft and sorcery. They're not used to the universal white race supremacy at its very best. They only saw it from an outskirt. They only saw it from the perimeters of Afghanistan. But when they're in the belly of the beast, there's a whole different dynamic. Go ahead, Country.
Mass murders, serial killers.
Exactly.
Gang bangers, shootouts in the hood, shootouts in the mall, shootouts at work.
What you
they ain't
said?
Going through that in Afghanistan. They might have to fight the Taliban. But the Taliban be on the battlefield.
Right. But go, when they when they village closed down, everybody go to sleep. They ain't got the young fellas walk around there with their robes hanging on their behind and shooting up the women folk and little children and whatnot. They ain't got that kind of problem. Okay? Well, everybody would come and sit. They got their family. They love on their little old family. They go in their little spots and they go and lay down or they hang out with their neighbors and whatnot, try to love on them. I mean, this is a whole different, as you said, culture, a culture shock when they get over here. Like I said, it's going to be a whole lot of mental depression, a whole lot of nervous breakdown, and so on and so forth. You better believe it, brother.
They're going to have to deal with people who hate them, just like us.
Exactly. But see, we somewhat got used to it, Cartier, because when you're born in prison, you're used to the prison guards. That's all you know. Just like I used the analogy, a fish born in toxic water, that's all it knows. Even though I may see, oh, that fish is in some foul water, but the fish don't know it's in some foul water. That's just the way it is. But see, we've been born into this prison system. We've got somewhat used to this prison system, although we shouldn't. And we've got somewhat comfortable with this prison system, although we shouldn't. But we understand the belly of the beast a whole lot better than a new buddy coming on the block. It's just like a guy ain't never been locked up in prison before in his life. And then you got these old-timers, long-timers in prison, 30, 40, 50 years. They ain't been born in prison. Here you come fresh off the plane, right into prison. You said, what the hell? Oh, it's true. And I use that analogy of prison because that's what it is, like prison. Go ahead,
so, you hear all the talk of evacuating people of Afghanistan.
Right.
What about evacuating the people of Haiti?
Oh, man, you forget that, bro. There's too many over there look like us. Look like them. There's too many over them. Too many of them over there look like us. No, we can't have them over there. Mm-mm. They look too much like the one we hate over here. So, no, they don't come over here. And matter of fact, you know... You know
how
more
trouble than the people in Afghanistan.
Well,
facing,
I don't care what trouble they were in, Cartrell. They is the one went against the Frenchies. And you know they got that in their blood. They will fight you. They will kill you. And we don't want them kind of folks over here. We like our Negroes. We like our Negroes subdued.
They got large nation populations that live in America, so you ain't really stopping the flow.
God, yeah, you know I ain't lying.
And the Haitians ain't the only ones that fought these European powers. We fought them too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right here in America.
They just got a bone to pick with the Haitians, man. They got a bone to pick. Yeah, since... They beat the French. And the French tried to go back over there and they whooped them again.
The people have some sort of spiritual powers that they can't figure out.
Exactly.
They might say Buddha. But
right.
The most I was with them for the most part.
Exactly.
For them able to throw off the Western power of how like France, who was looking at world domination.
Right. And truth be told about this country, even the Haitians don't even know the dynamics that they have within themselves. And they call it spiritualism because they don't have any idea. Some of them don't have any idea of their connection with Yah. So they call it spiritualism. and they're not into the Roman Catholic thing and whatnot. So they and so they use their excuse. Oh, they into spiritualism. We can't have nothing to do with them. So, but even like I said, contrary and fellow students, even the Haitians don't even know their relationship with the Creator. And why they're
yes, they would. They would be much more powerful because they're powerful already. The Western powers have taken everything from them, and all they really have is that spiritual power, but it's misdirected.
Right. Yeah, if they only knew of their relationship with Yah, they would be so far ahead of the game, it would be so surreal. But because of the fact that they don't know, and they have been miseducated like all of us, and I'm not downing our brothers and sisters in Haiti, but I'm saying this has miseducated all of us. And the Haitians, so-called Haitians, too, they're miseducated. And so, therefore, as a result, they have an intense hatred for them, just like they have an intense hatred for us. So it goes without saying, Katra, fellow students. But as I said, Katra and Abia and so many more that looks remotely like us in this country, we were born in this prison. We've come somewhat used to it. We have the expectation, oh, we knew that was going to happen. We knew they would come at us like that. And we weren't surprised when they ran up into the Capitol. Because they're the same type men and women that have been attacking us and our community since Tulsa, Oklahoma, all these towns, these little small towns, where they live, Emmett Till, I mean, you name it, I call it. This is the same type people with the same type mentality. So we used to these type folks. It don't come as a shock to us. Y'all say, hey, man, I'm so surprised. Look at them slobbing at the mouth. The very folk that was slobbing at the mouth is the very type folk that was slobbing at the mouth killing Emmett Till. The very folk slobbing at the mouth at the Capitol is the very type people were slobbing at the mouth killing the brothers and sisters of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So if you don't know your history, you're totally confused about everything. And it comes as a total shock to you. But it don't come as a total shock to us. Okay? All right. Cottrell, fellow students, if Cottrell is done with his coming down, I'm done, and we got a call on the line, and we're going to get to you. We're going to get to you. As soon as I do this quick check, turn to Chronicles 19 with us. Soon I do some commentary, and Cottrell does his commentary, I'm going to bring your mic on and whatnot, because Cottrell got some further additional studies of the Book of Psalms that he going to get to. But I'm going to get to this chapter 19. I'm going to get to you. So stop the press. Don't go nowhere. Turn to Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 19. I'm going to get to you. Hold tight. King Jehoshaphat of Judah, because of Yah, his relationship with Yah, and we always talk about people, it's about relationships. Because of his trust in Yah and his calling upon Yah when he was in trouble. He retained safely to his palace, to Jerusalem. Jehu, son of Hanan, the prophet, went out to meet King Jehoshaphat and said to him, should one give aid to the wicked and befriend those who hate the Elohim? He was questioning what Jehoshaphat had did in his relationship with King Ahab, since you've been in that position in the first place. You know, King Ahab of Israel wasn't down with Yah in the first place. He didn't have no relationship with Yah. And should you had to put yourself in that position in the first place? I mean, you were aiding somebody that didn't have no relationship with Yah. Should you have really did that? So he's questioning King Jehoshaphat, who had a constructive and positive relationship with Yah, who understood the dynamics of the relationship, who understood you got to be in it to win it. Unlike King Ahab that didn't have a relationship with Yah and was worshiping everything he put his lips to, like some of us today. He didn't have no relationship with Yah. And so the prophet comes back and questions him to this effect. But he says, for this wrath is upon you from Yah. See, the trouble you done brought upon yourself is from Yah because of such. However, there's some good in you. For you have now you shouldn't have went with him in the first place. Because he didn't have no relationship with Yah. I know he was an Israelite. I know he's the king of the Israelites, and you king of Yehuda. I know y'all brothers, but he didn't have a relationship with Yah, and you shouldn't went with him in the first place. So the troubles you done bought on yourself is because of the fact you trying to get down with somebody who ain't down with Yah. And that's a bad situation. But although I see there's some good things in you, though. So I'm not going to knock you all the way. There's some good in you. For you purged the land of the sacred post. And you have dedicated yourself to worship. You've immersed yourself in these studies to worship Yah. King Jehoshaphat remained in Jerusalem a while. And then he went out among the people from Beersheba in the hill country of Ephraim. He brought them back to Yah Elohim of their fathers. He appointed judges in the land and all the fortified towns of Yehuda in each and every town. He charged the judges, consider what you are doing. You need to think about what you're doing. For you judge not on behalf of man. Hold on. This is something serious, brothers. You don't judge according to man laws when you down with Yah and you in this relationship with him. This is something serious. But you judge on behalf of the Elohim. And he is with you when you pass judgment. Now, if you doing right, sort of like what your mama told you when you was a little boy or a little girl, right going to follow you. So if you're working within the components and the dynamics of the relationship with Yah, now I'm not leaning to your own understanding, but the perimeters and dynamics and the components that Yah has set in this relationship, well, then the answers that come forth from you is going to be from Yah because of the fact, number one, you immerse yourself in your studies too, just like me. I'm the king. I'm immersed in my studies. And so you got to be just like what's good enough for the king and his relationship with Yah has to be good enough for you. You got to immerse yourself in these studies because there's something serious. Did anybody lean into your own understanding and doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, whenever you want to do it? This is quite a different dynamic, okay? And it's something serious. So he's bringing this to these men's attention. This ain't the Boy Scout, okay? This is something serious. You speak for Yah. You spoke first for Yah, okay? So he says, he is with you when you pass judgment. Now, let the dread of Yah be upon you. Act with care, for there is no injustice. A favoritism, a bribe taking with Yah I Elohim. Let me tell you something. Yah don't care if he's Yom Sufarif. Yah don't care if it's Katriel. Yah don't care if it's Aviyah. Yah don't care if it's any one of you fellow students out there. He don't pick them. And what is it? What is this prophet saying? You got to immerse yourself in these studies. You got to act in conjunction with these studies. You can't lean to your own understanding in these studies. You got to apply yourself diligently and be careful in your passing judgment. And you can't pass judgment because you lack Yom Suf. And you don't like Katriel? Well, I don't like Katriel. Why you don't like Katriel? He'd be on the real Tafaria people show, and he'd be talking about Yah. I just don't like it. Okay, but did Katriel do anything wrong? But see, your lack or dislike don't come into play. And you can't take no money from Yom Suf just because you like Yom Suf. Hey, man, look here. Take care of Suf, baby. I got a little something for you. Take care of Suf. Because it's something serious, people. Y'all ain't got no favoritism. You can't bribe y'all. So those that are representing him can't be taking no bribes or showing favoritism. You don't care about no Yom Suf Arif. You don't care about no Katriel. If Cartier is in the right, right gonna follow it. If Cartier is Yom Suf in the wrong, wrong gonna follow it. And it's just that. And that's how you should apply this. So what he's saying, you got to be real in this relationship with Yah. And you can't be doing no bribe taking and favoritism. You got to be straight down the line. With Yah, I-L-M. King Yehoshaphat also appointed in Jerusalem some Levites, priests, and heads of the hereditary houses of the Israelites for rendering judgment in the matters of Yah and for disputes, because we had problems too, just like we got them today. But they, here's the deal. They try to solve their problems, and they solve their problems, unlike we today. We don't solve our problems. We just kill each other in the communities. Or we talk about one another. We kill each other with our mouths. Then they returned to Jerusalem, and he charged them. This is how you should act in fear of Yah with fidelity, loyalty. Just like King David, with your whole heart, just like King David said, teach me to love you with all my heart, with your whole heart. When a dispute comes before you from your brothers living in your towns, whether about a homicidal matter, about ritual, laws, or rules, you must instruct them so that they do not incur. You got to tell them before you put it down on them. You can't come after the fact. See, these things, you need to be telling the folk what's up, what time it is, what's happening. You need to be instructing them so that they do not incur guilt before Yah and wrath be upon you and your brothers. We all are our brothers and sisters' keepers. Act so you will not incur guilt. See, Amara, the chief priest, is over you in all cases concerning the Elohim. And Zebediah, son of Ishmael, is the commander of the house of Yehuda. He's the commander in the army in all cases concerning the king. The Levitical officials are at your disposal. Act with resolve. Solve y'all problems. And Yah will be with the good. See, we don't solve our problems now. We create problems. What did the king Jehoshaphat say? Solve y'all problems, man. And just like mama used to tell us when we were little children. Now, y'all do say children. Because I was raised in the South. What did mama used to say when we were little children? Boy, girl, you do wrong. Wrong gonna follow you. And this applies to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov also. Now, you do wrong. And you don't take this seriously, and you don't act faithfully with Yah wholeheartedly, you're going to have problems in this relationship with Yah. And you're going to have problems in relationship with your brothers and sisters. I always tell you people, fellow students, this is about relationships. A relationship with the Creator, the Almighty, a relationship with one another, which is be constructive and solve problems. And with strangers, nations, different nations also. Don't create problems. Solve problems. But we've been taught quite the contrary in this Western culture. We've been taught to let Big Daddy and Big Mama solve your problems. And y'all go into y'all community and create problems and kill each other to boot. Contrary of my dear brother and friend, I'm done with my commentary. What's your comment?
We can see the contrast between the two kings that we've been reading about, King Ahaz and King Jehoshadak. Mm-hmm. When we first came across King Jehoshadak, King of Judah, we see that Kingdom of Judah was strong, that the Kingdom of Judah was wealthy and prosperous. The Kingdom of Judah had the fear of all the nations around them. Matter of fact, the nations around them were bringing King Jehoshaphat tributes. But we see also that King Jehoshaphat had flaws. He loved his brother, King Ahab, who was king of Israel. He loved his people, Israel. And in his heart, he really didn't want them to be divided. However, Israel was divided from Yah. And in his act towards helping his brother Ahab, King Ahab, fight this war, the prophet in this chapter, what's his name? Hanani, right? Or Yehu, the son of Hanani, right?
Right.
The prophet that came to the king, walked up to the king in his face and said, should you have helped the ungodly and loved them that hate Yah? Therefore, Yah's wrath is upon you. So unlike Ahab, who didn't want to hear the word from Yah, King Jehoshaphat listened to this prophet.
Exactly.
And what this prophet said was not good for him. But he didn't hate him. He didn't throw him in prison. He didn't slap him. He listened to him. Right? So rather than pout and get angry that the Most High is angry with him because he helped the ungodly and somebody that hated Yah, he did what he was supposed to do. He made more reform.
Right.
And he took a stronger pledge to serve Yah by not micromanaging Israel, by putting the people that were qualified in the positions that they were designed to hold. And then you charge them. So when the king gives you a charge, that's like electric. That gives you like your purpose and your mission, especially when it comes from a king. So he charged the people the right way to do what's right and pleasing in Yah's eyesight, to judge fairly, because not only do I represent Yah, but everybody that I'm appointing represents Yah for the people. So we
all
have to do the right thing.
Yeah, we all are brothers keepers.
Exactly. So they knew the order. He made Amari the chief priest. They didn't have no beef with that because everybody knew. King appointed this man the chief priest. And Zebediah, son of Ishmael, as chief and commander of his army. And you can argue with Zebediah because the king gave him the
I don't think so. You're going to argue with the leading commander of the army. I don't think you're going to get back with.
And one of the things that he charged them with, he said, deal courageously and Yah shall be with the good. So you can't deal with Yah with fear, which is what happened to Ahab, right? He was a real coward. He disguised himself. He started the battle. Then he disguised himself and pushed King Jehoshaphat to the forefront of the battle. And he propped himself up as if he were the king of the battle when he was about to die.
Well, that's what the wicked do, bro. That ain't new. That ain't something new. What did King Solomon say? Ain't new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun. That's what, I mean, even though he was our brother, and yes, we should love him, our brothers and sisters, but even that in relation with our brothers and sisters, they need to be in compliance with Yah also. Not just you and I, Katriel, or Aviyah, any one of the other fellow students. But everybody must be in compliance to have a constructive and positive relationship. Otherwise, it's a toxic and the poisonous relationship, which the prophet is pointing out to King Jehoshaphat. Man, that was a toxic and poisonous relationship. That dude almost got you killed. If you hadn't called on Yah, you didn't have that relationship with Yah, you know, and then again, some wrath going to be on you. That's consequences and repercussions too now. But you a good fellow, you know, and Yah going to deal with that. But you got to keep on steady Eddie Page. That's why King Dawood said, give me a steadfast spirit. I got to stay steady Eddie, a steady Edeline, however you want to put it, but steady. Go ahead, Katriel.
So the prophet, Yehu, dropped the jewel. He asked the king a serious question that we should ask ourselves.
Exactly.
He said, should you help the ungodly and love them that hate Yah?
And that's a question
for all of us.
For all of us.
Because if you hate Yah, then we can't deal with you.
Right.
If
we can't be in
deal with Yah.
Right.
We're not going to help you.
Right. We love to be in a relationship with you. We love you. But we can't be in that kind of relationship with you because you don't have a relationship with Yah. So that's on you. Now get a relationship with Yah so we just not only love you, do something with you. But if you ain't in a relationship with Yah, ain't too much I can do for you, player. And that's just, I'm just keeping it real. I'm going to have to agree with the prophet Yehu. I'm just have to keep it real. I can't do nothing with you. Now, I love you. Now, I hope you get a relationship with y'all so we can get a relationship together, because we all in this together. But when you're doing something special or something extra that you ain't supposed to be doing, I can't do nothing with you. That's dead on that. Go ahead, Cartrell.
I have to confess, Yopsuf.
Yes.
We are all guilty of this question that the prophet asked.
Right.
Should you help the ungodly?
I
am. We have helped. We have helped. Yopsuf, give me a chance.
Okay.
We have helped the ungodly. We have loved those who have hated Yah. That's why Yah's wrath is upon us.
You better believe it.
I'm going to say it again. We have helped the ungodly, and we have loved them that hate Yah. Therefore, Yah's wrath is upon us.
You better believe it.
As a people, as a nation.
You better believe it.
Yep. We're making these white supremacist races rich, going to work. They are bosses. No, we helping them do what? Superimpose their power over us, because we ain't benefiting.
Keep that system in play.
And we love them. How do you know we love them? Because we worship in their religion. And we hate Yah. Oh, that's that old dinosaur stuff. No, this is Yah stuff. It ain't Yamsu stuff. It ain't Sister Abiyah stuff. It ain't Imam Dura stuff. It ain't Katriel stuff. This is Yah stuff.
You better believe it.
That's why Yah's wrath is upon us.
All right. Oh, it's true, Katriel. It's true.
That's my comment.
You know what? You said a mouthful, Katriel, and it's certainly true. That's the problem. Therein lies one of our major problems. We love we love those that hate Yah, and those that love Yah, we criticize them. We denigrate them. We call them out their name. We call that old nigger don't know what he's talking about. That old niggerist, she don't know what she's talking about. Oh, Uncle Tom nigger, oh, Uncle Tom nigger. She needs to sit down talking about that old stuff, talking about that old testament. You know, we got some new thing going on. The universal white race prison gave us some newfangled thing, and we got it going on. Because they got it going on. And not only do we love their religion, we idolize them too. So, Yamsu and Katya, them old niggas don't know what they talking about. Because, see, the system didn't educate them. They didn't go to one of them premier colleges, them esteemed colleges that they said is esteemed. Them niggas, only thing they did was read and study and burned the midnight oil. And then they did some correlating, and the Most High endowed some things with them. But I don't trust them. I don't trust Yamsu. I don't trust Cartrell. I trust my oppressors, and I trust everything they said. And they said Cartrell and Yamsu is two dirty old fools. I'm okay with that. I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. I'm okay with that, though. I'm okay.
I do have 130 of their college degrees, so I don't know what that counts for, but I ain't even seen the inside of a college, so I got 130 credits, so I mean, you got.
I've got a couple of credits. No.
I'm talking about people that's criticizing us. I ain't talking about you in general.
You know what, Kaji? I could care less because it doesn't matter, because it doesn't mean anything. When it comes to Yah, when it comes to Yah, whatever they think about you and me, it doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything.
I can read and write, and I can decipher words, and I understand English. And if you read what I'm reading, and you're not understanding what it's saying, then you need to go back to learn some comprehension.
Oh, yes. We got comprehension.
You can write this stuff.
The Most High endowed us. What y'all call comprehension is wisdom and understanding. The Most High endowed us with it, and blessed be his holy name for doing so. Praise the name of Yah for endowing Cartrell and I for a little bit of wisdom and understanding. A simple one, not $10 college words, but simple understanding that we can share with you. And I'm blessed. And bless the name of Yah for blessing Cartrell and I, for being able to simply see things as the Most High would have them to see and share with you in these studies so you can get a complete understanding so it can solidify your relationship and improve your relationship with Yah. That's all we want. You ain't got to send us nothing. We ain't going to send you no bucket to put no money in, okay? We ain't doing none of that. We don't want your money. We don't want your wives. You know, we ain't trying to play you. You know, we don't want you to get us a new Cadillac. You know, we don't want none of that. The only thing we want y'all to have the same thing Cartrell and I have, a heart that loves the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourself, and that thirst after right and a steadfast spirit. That's the only thing Cartrell and I want that you to have. We don't want no more from you. Go ahead, Cartrell. Yes.
People swear by this book, right?
Yes.
They got to have that Bible, my Bible.
Yeah,
okay.
They don't read it, but they got to have
your Bible. Your Bible. We read in the first half of it, the old part, the so-called old part, that
right.
y'all don't want to, you know, open up and read. This
right.
is the part we're reading, the part
right.
that you're holding on to, the first part of the book. But
right.
I guess the first part of the book is too fiery for them. So
no.
you might as well tear the book in half, tear the
right.
old part out, throw it
right.
away, and just deal with the new part.
Well, they don't read it anyway. They don't study it anyway. They don't burn the
oh,
midnight
yeah.
oil anyway. I
no.
mean, they don't love
they
it
don't
anyway.
Hear it.
No, they don't want
it.
That's old-fashioned stuff, Cartrell. They got new
That's
things.
Crazy. It's old-fashioned,
yeah.
so you should throw it away.
Right.
Don't have it in your house.
Exactly.
Don't
if
steal
like
it from the hotel room.
If it's like that, what's it, country? Don't steal it. Don't steal it. They don't use it anyway when they do steal it.
All
right,
all they country. Do is bring it to their house and put it on the shelf, and it collects dust.
They good
and
luck.
Only when they get in trouble, they jump into the Psalms.
Yeah, they good luck, y'all. It don't work like that, brothers and sisters. And the dynamics of this relationship, y'all ain't gonna let y'all play him, man. Come on, now, stop playing. You can't play a player. You not gonna play y'all, okay? Y'all see right through you. Now, Yom Suf can't see nowhere. He can't see over his nose. But y'all knows what's in the hearts of all men and women. So, you know, don't think you can just get y'all word out whenever you want to get y'all word out, and you don't want to put no study in. It don't work that way, okay? And that's why we Cartrell and I, and Abby, our gatekeeper for his information keeper, we are insistent on that you get the best benefits of this relationship with y'all and with one another and with strangers. In order to ensure that, we have to provide the complete information, what y'all said, what thus says y'all on the matter, and give you the examples with King David, King Solomon, King Jehoshaphat, Daniel, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Yaqub, Samson, and so on and so forth, Deborah, Queen Esther, and so on and so forth. So we have to share the complete story with you so you can get a complete understanding. Not partial, but a complete story so you can have a complete understanding so you can have a constructive and positive relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Yah, and blessed be his name. Well, Cartrell, we have a caller on that's been waiting for a long time. If you don't have any comments, additional comments, I'm going to bring that call on.
Okay.
Thank you, Cartrell. Area code 313, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Well, shalom, brothers. How y'all doing?
Sister Yoni.
Ah, yes.
Doing good.
Hey.
How you doing?
Who is this stranger?
Oh, here we go again. Come on now.
What's up?
The prodigal daughter.
What's up? The prodigal daughter. What's up, Sister Yehudi?
No.
I had such a good conversation with Katria. We were on a conference call, and I said, well, I'll come by. He invited me, so I said, well, I'm going to come by and say hello to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Sister Yehudi, you know you got an open invitation. Don't play. Okay? You was with the Real Talk for Real People show long before Cartrell. For Cartrell. And you don't need a invite by Cartrell and by Yum Soup. You just come on like you used to, whenever you feel like coming on. So stop it, okay?
Well, I was inspired to come on. He mm-hmm. was so gracious. Of course, I know I'm part of the
right.
But Cartrell, you hit it. Both of y'all did. Of what's
mm-hmm.
going on? What made me think about? Because you know, Wednesday we had our here in Michigan. It was a million people without electricity.
Right.
And we got ours cut on. See, it was off Wednesday. And
right.
Cut on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And those things, without the distraction, I started reading, and I reread the whole book of the Black Cowboy.
Right.
And it hit on a lot of things y'all were saying today, how over and over again we kept
mm-hmm.
going to the government for help.
Right.
The laws were passed to prevent us from expanding, you know, because people think, for example, the Republicans didn't want slavery to expand, but they wanted to keep slavery intact. And that's a misnomer to think that Republicans was for people of color. No, they weren't. Because they passed laws to prevent people of color from migrating into the West or into Kansas
right.
or Arkansas
right.
or Arizona and all those places. And there's a lot of letters stating that a lot of African Americans and Hebrews prefer the hardships of the frontier better than going back to slavery in the South or some
right.
parts of the North. And we find that we don't have any type of say-so. This is why our minds need to think nationhood. Because we talked about it briefly growing up, how
right.
different it was.
Mm-hmm.
And today, and it's not global warming, because Cartier and I talked about it, that's the Most High.
Right.
Because, oh my gosh, just looking at the news, we was talking about Afghanistan. And I'm in the state where a lot of Afghanistans will be coming here.
Right.
From Dearborn. Dearborn is predominantly an eastern city.
Right.
Where you have all types of Arabs and people from the east. And they're going to get support. Where is our support? Like you said, with Haiti.
Right.
You know, because we don't offer any tangible, what's the word I want to use? There's nothing we offer. Because the nations do not acknowledge us, who we are. We have to know who, because he said, in remembrance. We're starting to remember who we are. We don't need man to validate who we are.
Exactly.
And that's sometimes the conflict with other brothers and sisters. They still want to be in that religion state of mind and get out of that and embrace our heritage. And
Amen.
Renew the mind to have a mindset of nationhood and not individualism.
Amen.
So, y'all laid it down today.
Well, like I said, you know, don't be no stranger. Like I said, mm-hmm. you family, you'll always be family. And sometimes sometimes family bump heads, but they don't stop loving one another, okay? And they don't stop working together. They put a band-aid on their head and they keep it moving.
Well, mine's with the cure comb.
Look here, because I'm gonna tell you this now. You know how we used to fly. You know, you take the lead, and I can be in your vortex, and I can take it easy back there, to like a duck. So sometimes we need you. So Cartrell and I, we can drip to the back, and you take the lead, and we be in your vortex flapping in your wings, and we just take it easy.
You agree with that, Maureen? Yep, you do.
I definitely concur.
He concur. He said, come on back.
You need balance.
She need to get on back here. She need to get on back here and put in that work, okay? Because we need sister. We need a sister. And we need sisters to give us balance and perspective. You know, men can be, speaking from a brother, from my perspective, men can
mm-hmm.
be rigid. And that's why you need women folk. Women folk, if they're good women folk, they can get you on the right and narrow, straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so And so that's why we need women to counterbalance men and men to counterbalance women. We need each other. We're
right.
a team.
Right.
You know, we are a team and we need each other. And so we expect you back here on a regular basis.
The world heard that. I can't back out of that, can I?
And you put it out there, we expect you back here on a regular basis. Okay?
I thought you took a hiatus, but I see you didn't.
No, no. I mean, when wicked folk don't take a hiatus, how can I take it? I get tired sometimes. I get tired sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take wicked folk don't take no vacation. So I can't take
maybe
one.
And
maybe
the job
I word it a different way. Huh? What'd you say, Maureen?
The job is not done.
Oh,
right.
There's so much more left to do.
Yeah, Abby, Sister Yehuda, this is the last chapter of the Old Testament that we've been through all the books.
Mm-hmm.
Start from Ezra. We're about to go back into Ezra.
Going back again to re-up because, you know, we got the attention span, some of us, and that's me too, got the attention span of a five-year-old. So I need a re-up. And so we're going right back after this, right back into our studies again. Because I can assure you, Sister Yehuda, we missed something. So we're going back to delve into it and find out and to share with everybody in the studies like we do. Because we need each other. We need each other, Sister Yehuda. Together we stand, divided we fall. Okay? And we miss you. And we did miss you. Okay?
It's called immersing yourself. It's called immersing yourself in the word of Yah.
Yeah, because that's what we were doing earlier today. And we were breaking down Obadiah and various other chapters to, like you said, to the fullest, not partial. Because Maureen has a good, you do too, but has a good take on the scriptures.
Right.
And he talked, both of you allow the audience, even a 12-year-old would understand.
Yeah, we don't talk. Yeah, Sister Yehuda, we don't try to talk them $10 words. We use them nickel words and penny words.
Well, you know they add up, okay?
No, nickel penny words add up, and people get and you know what, Sister Yehuda, and people. That's what we don't want to confuse people. We want people to have a complete understanding the dynamics of a relationship with the Most High, with each other, and with strangers, different. We want them to understand the dynamics of those relationships and how they can work for you or how they can work against you when you're not working within the framework and dynamics of those relationships and the importance. And that's what we try to get across to the people. It's all about relationships. All about relationships. We need each other. We need the Most High. Sister Yehuda, and we definitely need each other.
Well, all right.
All right. So we will be
if four-year-old Gregory could understand us.
Yeah,
and,
Gregory.
The adults have no excuses.
Yeah.
If we read something wrong or we interpret something wrong, people should let us know. Because
we don't mind. We don't want to go through life. Cartrell and I, you, Sister Yehuda, and Abby and the fellow students, we don't want to go through life telling a lie or living a lie.
Right.
We want to tell the truth and we want to live the truth. And so we don't mind being corrected according to the righteousness of Yah, what Yah says, and not by somebody's personal opinion or whatnot, but what Yah says. And so those are the guide rails, those are the perimeters that we work within. And we stay with it. We don't try to go left or right within those guide rails and perimeters. And within,
always
within, exactly.
Always
so we,
that. Opinions, excuse me for a minute. Opinions should be backed up by fact. Because there's so much to explain. What we're witnessing right now is a phenomenon. That things are happening on this earth that is unprecedented. It has never happened. You know, like you talked about Haiti, 10 millions of people died, and that earthquake didn't last but a minute, but this one lasts a long time, less people.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. When you look at Netanyahu, he stepped down. He was corrupt. When you just start looking at bits and pieces of things going around the world, and like you said, the fire is unjust. When Cartier and I was talking in Ima Hador, the fire is not just in California. They're also in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Italy, well, same thing. Parts of Europe.
Turkey and Italy.
Yes. And the flooding. They even was concerned with the flooding here in Michigan. I never could say that word. It's been on the rise. They don't talk about it. They don't talk about people that still have cancer, heart problems, strokes, diabetes.
Right.
So that COVID has overshadowed everything, and they're really running people down. Because we know the mask isn't the key. I just go ahead and wear it. I tell people, just wear it. Stop arguing.
Right.
You know, momentarily. But see, Michigan so far, I don't know about any other state, has been really loose. You don't have to see people with masks.
Well, Sister Yehuda, why is the utility going off in Detroit like that?
The weather. We had a real horrible storm.
Okay.
Plus, we don't do like Atlanta and certain other places, and also in the suburbs, have
right.
electricity up underground. And when Cottrell explained being in construction,
uh-huh.
that you got to take care of it because it can erode even up underground.
Right.
And they won't, for some reason, well, we know, corruption, have it underground. The transformers are blowing up.
Right.
And then you got these trees. And because
right.
we've been out for 3 times in the past few months, but this is the longest. The whole
right.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 6 days we were out any power. But see, I thank the Most High because my daughter picked me up to go grocery shopping. I made sure I bought what I knew I didn't have to cook.
Right.
And I got some ice. And then
right.
my niece and I, every other day, was buying ice. Now, suppose
well,
I couldn't buy ice. Suppose I didn't. I couldn't go to the store.
You don't have a generator, Sister Yehuda?
No, we don't have a generator. But the point I'm saying, I had a fan. I had my portable fan. The point
right.
is, it could have been worse.
Right.
You know, but we made it. You know, that's the point. When we go through these trials and tribulations. You know, it helped me, like I said, I started reading because I didn't have these distractions. I didn't have a phone. I didn't have television. The
right.
radio wasn't working right. So I said, I'm going
right.
to read. So, you know, sometimes you need to turn all that off.
Exactly.
Just concentrate
like
on reading. Huh?
We've never seen things of this magnitude in our lifetime. And by
mm-hmm.
the way, happy birthday.
Oh,
I know you're a couple of days
oh.
older than me, Yash
Proof.
But,
it's your birthday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
okay. My happy first birthday.
Thank you. I congratulate. I pat myself. Thank you on the back.
I know that not only Cartrell persuaded you to come back, and I'm glad he did, but I know your mother. Deep down inside, persuade you too, Coach. You know, she loved a radio man. That was
how yeah. you remember that?
God, yeah. Her mama used to call me the radio man. You know, her mama loved the radio man. You know,
the radio man.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
the radio
me.
Man. Because she's listening on. Yeah, she's listening on the computer, you know, on the radio. So she
right.
called me the radio man.
Because that's what she thought. And she said, oh, he's through the phone. Well, he's still radio man. Yeah, I used to tease you, too, because I said, well, I'm a month older than you. And then Cottrell said, well, you're just a few weeks young, so I'm older than both of y'all.
But look here, your sabbatical is over with, sister. Your sabbatical is over with. And so we will be expecting you on the show as often as you feel like coming. Okay?
So next time, please don't have me waiting no hour.
Okay, since I know it's you, I'm going to bring you on first part, okay? Since I know it's you.
She waited an hour. What patience.
I had on Hulk. I didn't know who it was. But now I know who it is. Oh, yeah. She coming on first part.
I figured. I said, he don't know who I am. I said, but I'm going to stay. Because you kept saying, whoever's on there, hold on, just hold on a minute. And I know you like, you got to get some gab. And I said, he's going to talk for another 20 minutes. And you sure did. I know you.
You're wrong for that.
I got it honest. I do it too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Y'all keep getting a roll, even when I try to get on a roll.
See, I get hit the mic, and Katya said, hold on, Soup. I had the mic. Oh, man, I'm sorry, dog. I'm sorry.
But Moray and I were tag teams when it came to those scriptures, so I'm telling you, we were just...
So that's why we need you back in the spot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it makes the load easier. And like I said, it gives a pleasant counterbalance from a sister's perspective, and it makes it easier on Cartrell and I. That we gonna put in our work, but we know you gonna put in your work, so it makes it easier on Cartrell and I that we ain't got to do all this talking, and you can do some talking too.
Hey, y'all too.
Yo,
bringing y'all's word to y'all's people and to the world is not easy.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not easy.
Since they talk about me and Cartrell, they call me and Cartrell. Old niggas? Well, you going to be an old nigga with us.
No. So just dinosaurs. I dare to look
at dinosaurs. What you want to be? You want to be a T-Rex? What you want to be? A saber-tooth tiger? What you want to be? I'm a raptor. I'm a raptor. You know.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say something and I'll be nice.
Be nice.
You need to tell those people on Fool's Book that this word is older than the dinosaur. So y'all need to go back a little bit further than that.
Well, okay. Here's the beauty of being sister. With Cartrell and I, we got 130-something years. Now, with you added on, we got almost 200-something years. So you got to look at it.
Put me 100.
No. What I'm saying is, you know, combined together. So that's what I'm saying. You add years to the equation. And so you give us some balance and you give us some, we're reputable. We got a system.
Right.
We got almost 200 years of experience. So you give us reputability. We're reputable. And we got balance.
It's about 185 to be exact. Almost 190. That's a lot of years.
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
All of the years y'all talking about, we ain't got nothing on Methuselah. We ain't got nothing on Noah. Some people live to be 800 and 900. So we ain't even scratched 100 yet.
No.
Huh? But I think I know what he's saying.
I know what he's saying.
You're living in right now. Okay, go ahead. I'll be quiet.
But I'm saying, with all the years y'all put together just now, we ain't got nothing on Methuselah. How many years did he live? 900. We embarrassed. We say we almost 100, 150. No, that's a baby compared to them.
Right.
Well, we're not in our land, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. We're not arguing with that, Cartier. You made a valid point. But we just want to be reputable, and we just want a sister in the equation. We want balance. And so that's why I think it's incumbent upon LaGregory. It's incumbent upon Sister Yehuda to get back with the program so she can give some balance, a woman perspective. And because they don't want to hear us talk all the time. They want to hear a sweet voice. They don't want to hear my heavy voice. Yeah, I want to hear my Barry White voice. Hey.
Your Barry White Southern voice.
And they don't want to hear Cartrell over there sounding like a fake Gerald Burt son, Eddie LaVert. They want the Supremes.
Eddie LaVert's son.
They want him a fake Eddie LaVert. They don't want to hear no fake Barry White. They want to hear a Supreme. So it's coming upon you to come back. They want to hear a Supreme voice. Okay?
Uh-oh. But for sure, I'll be back Friday. And I think I'll be coming. I'll be definitely back Friday.
Well, we'll be looking forward to you coming back, sister. Okay?
Because I think I'm going to make this move. I think I'll be moving, so I'm hoping.
Where you moving to? Where you moving to?
I'm staying in Detroit.
But
I think it's time for me to leave the old homestead and just move on.
Are you still
young.
You still at the spot?
Yeah. The Most High has blessed me. That's why I can't complain.
That's a good thing.
Right.
So what you going to leave the spot? And you going to, what you leaving the spot for? And you got a garden there? What about your cats?
Oh, I still have that one cat, which is my daughter's cat, but it's my cat now.
Right.
Yeah, they allow cats.
And what about your garden?
Oh, I gave that up a few years ago.
What about your son? Yeah. He's still a police officer, isn't he?
Yes, he teaches now. He's not on the street. I'm so glad. See, Most High is gracious. I got it. Oh, God.
So
he teaches.
He teaches within the framework of the police officer academy?
Yeah, he teaches the academy. He was other officers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
he's an instructor.
Right, so you glad he ain't on the street no more?
Yeah, but you know, my mother was more worried than I was because I knew the Most High had him.
What about your daughter?
She's doing pretty good. She works for a social service.
Oh, that's good. All right.
Yeah, she's doing pretty good. She, she'd be 38.
Well, you know, we know. For me to be asking you all these questions, now you know I know you, okay?
Yeah.
I know you miss us, because we certainly miss you.
Yeah, and my health, I had to go through some health changes, but they're improving, so I feel better about that.
We got you in our prayers. We ain't going to run you hard, but we're going to run you. We ain't going to run you hard.
Yeah.
We're going to run you. We're going to run you. All right. Well, Cottrell.
Yes.
Cottrell, Sister Yehuda. Cottrell is going to provide the study session with the last study session, a lovely song from King Darwin of Psalms. And after that, we're going to get ready to get out of here.
All righty then.
Psalm what?
We're in Psalm 62.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You know I got reading glasses now, don't you?
Good.
Whatever.
Welcome.
Whatever. I got Bible.
Good.
All right.
You graduated.
Welcome to the club.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cassiel.
So give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for his mercy towards us, to allow the words of our King, King David, to trickle down to us, so we could receive information and instructions on how to connect with the Most High. This particular psalm is about putting our trust in Yah, which seems to be a hard thing to do. Even as we read our ancient history, kings like King Ahab and King Asa, they had a hard time trusting in Yah. But the kings that did trust in Yah, they were very successful, right? Not just King David and King Solomon. You see that King Jehoshaphat, King Josiah and various other kings followed the formula, trusting in Yah.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
My soul rests quietly only when it looks to Elohim. How many souls are in distress today? And why do you think their souls are in distress?
None.
Because they don't look to the Most High. They look to science. They look to, what else they look to? Their psychologists, they look to their friends.
JC.
Every place but the right place, which makes their soul disquieted, which brings about disease. From him comes my deliverance. Oh, how are you going to get delivered from COVID? You think Yah won't deliver you from COVID? There's some testimony where he already has delivered some people from the COVID.
Amen.
King David said, Yah alone is my rock, my deliverance, and my high tower. Nothing will shake me. Did anything shake King David?
Nope.
Nope.
Only thing that shook him was his own iniquities. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he was shook. When Yah said, oh, you gotta take this punishment because what you did wasn't right, brother. So he was shook. Only thing that shakes him is your own iniquity, and your iniquity separates you from the high tower, from your rock, from your deliverer, right? That's why we shook now.
Exactly.
It says, how long will you rage against someone? Would you attack him as if he were a leaning wall or a tottering fence? They plan to cast him down from his exalted position. They delight in lies. Their mouth utters blessings while their heart is cursing. That's kind of typical of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're getting ready to fall, they want to push you down. When you're on top, they're your friend, man.
Right.
They want to celebrate with you
and
tell you lies while they want to stab you behind their back. I think the OJs made a record called Backstabbing.
Exactly.
They're smiling in your face.
All the time. Go ahead. Go ahead. We're bad, Katria. We got a lead singer.
Yeah. We were talking about them groups yesterday, right?
Yeah.
We don't have any more. The solos and the bands and the three boy groups and the three girl groups and the duets. And remember them days?
Yeah. Exactly.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and Peaches and Her and so many of them. Right? Boys to Men.
I think we sound like Harold Melvin in the movie, Blue Note. And Blue, she was Cheryl. And I sound like Teddy Pendergrass, and you sound like hell.
I'll take the fake Levert.
Go ahead, Catriel. Continue.
Say that again.
Go ahead, continue.
Yeah. Let's get back on the right track.
There you go.
My soul, be quiet before Yah. For from him comes my hope. You got to shut yourself down and meditate on the Most High. Can you do that? Can your soul be quiet and listen for Yah and his inspiration? It's called meditation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He alone is my rock, my deliverance, and my high tower. Who's your rock? I hope it ain't Prudential.
I just caught on what you said. No. No, it ain't no insurance.
Who's your deliverer? I hope it ain't UPS.
Oh, no.
And who's your high tower? I sure hope it ain't the Twin Towers.
Nope. You need to stop, man. Let me stop.
King David said, nothing will shake me because Yah is my rock, my deliverer, my high tower. Right? King David's like Ishmael. Ishmael don't fear nobody on the planet. You know why Ishmael don't fear nobody on the planet? Because Abraham was his father. And Abraham didn't fear nobody on the planet. Did he? So King David got that same spirit as the Ishmaelites. We, on the other hand, we got the spirit of Ahab. We cowards.
Rely on my God.
Who is my deliverance and my glory? You only get your glory from Yah. Mm-hmm. He is my rock. How many times King David going to say this? No, he's going to let you know. Yah is my rock. And my refuge is in Elohim. People, he's telling us, he's talking to us. In every situation. How many situations?
Every.
Put your trust in Elohim. Can he get more clear than that?
Nope.
Pour out the
it is so simple.
Him. Oh, yeah. The hallelujah is a refuge too.
It's not rocket science. It's easy. It's not hard.
It's very simple.
And it's not a religion.
Nobody got to break it down and interpret it for you. It's very simple. I'm going to read it again. People of Yisrael and the world, in every situation, put your trust in Elohim. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I found
mm-hmm.
out that it works. It works. It works. It works.
It does.
Pour out your heart before him. We read yesterday, that's what King Josiah did. I mean, Jehoshaphat did. The Syrian army surrounded him because he was set up by King Ahab.
Mm-hmm.
And King Jehoshaphat did what? Poured out his heart before Yah. Because
mm-hmm.
he knew that Yah was his refuge. And guess what? Yah was his refuge. Yah saved him. But Elohim is a refuge for us. How many of us don't know that? Raise your hands if you don't know that. That Yah is our refuge. That's how we survived America, because Yah is our refuge. Y'all said, I got you written on the palms of my hand. Your walls are continually before me. So, yeah, we're being punished, but he's not going to destroy us completely,
because
mm-hmm. he's going to get his glory through us. So we have to make Yah what? Our strength, our rock, our deliverer, and our high tower. Human
mm-hmm.
beings are mere vapor. What King David called human beings?
Vapor.
You know what vapor is? Vapor is smoke.
Oh, called us vapor. Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. He said human beings are vapor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, humans are vapor. Do human beings think they're vapor?
No, they don't. They don't think that way.
Mm-mm.
But can y'all turn you into vapor?
Oh, yeah.
Very easy, because he's 75% liquid, right?
Right.
And you can turn anything liquid into vapor, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't turn y'all into vapor. Oh, no.
Everlasting.
While people in high positions are not what they appear, when they are placed on the scales, they weigh nothing. Ain't that amazing? Because we put so much weight behind the leaders of the world. Are we scared of
Biden? Yeah,
huh?
You see the confusion. You see the confusion in Biden when I was watching him.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
Putin's
mm-hmm.
a lightweight. Kim Jong-un is a lightweight. All these leaders of the world are lightweights, but they see themselves as something greater than they are.
Right.
Y'all said they're vapor. When they are in place, when they are placed on the scales, they weigh nothing. And y'all gonna put them on the scales. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they weigh together, they are less than nothing. So all the leaders of the earth, King David said, they are less than nothing in the balance. Don't trust in oppression. Or put false hope in stealing. If you become wealthy, do not set your heart on it. That's what's going on in America, right? Oppression,
right.
Stealing, and people becoming wealthy and setting their hearts on their wealth. Elohim spoke once, but I heard it twice. Power belongs to Elohim. Also to you, Yah, belongs gracious love, because you reward each person according to what he does. So what was you saying earlier, Yamsuf? Do good and good is going to follow you. Do bad and bad is going to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
You
better know. You better believe it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. Nothing complicated about it at all.
No.
Very simple instruction. Very pertinent and powerful instruction. So we learned that King David, he reiterated over and over again, Yah alone is my rock. He's my deliverance, my high tower, and nothing will shake me. That should be our mantra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We should repeat that 3 times a day, every day.
Exactly.
We should repeat that 3 times a day, every day.
Exactly. All right.
Put it in your subconscious, yes.
Well, thank you, Cottrell. I want to give a note of thanks. Real Talk for Real People show to Sister Yehuda returning to the fold to put in work, and we're happy to have her back. She's a pleasant balance, and we want her closing remarks before we get out of here. Sister Yehuda, what's your closing remarks on what Cottrell just studied?
Well, first of all, I want to iterate that what we're talking about, what you two have been talking about for the longest, is wakening our people of who we are and what we need to do. Simple as that.
Amen.
And we're not a religion. We're not a cult. It's a way of life. I remember in the 90s when I studied, I'm going to sum it up, and start learning. And it was funny in a way. Afterwards, I said, uh-oh, somebody racing. I'm sorry. Yeah, I tell you, they loud. I said, where are the white folks at? Because after I studied in other books to correlate, you know, with the nations, it's impossible to have a Charleston Heston. That's their history. That's not our history. Because every year they enact, what, the Civil War?
Exactly.
They have monuments of the Confederate and renowned people in their eyes, which aren't,
right,
that own slaves. And I just sum it up, well, just study for yourself.
Amen.
Let your mind be renewed. Give it a chance. Give it, and it's hard. I know sometimes it could be difficult because we're so inundated and simulated into the society. Some things are good. Once we learn who the Creator is, and we can't even imagine, but even just a morsel, that it should change your outlook on everything that you do in your life. So with that, many blessings, people. Keep studying and keep in mind that we are a people. We are a nation. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, Ima Yehuda. It's a pleasure to have you back. Contrail.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Contrail, my dear brother and friend, what's your closing remarks?
I want to give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel for bringing our sister Judith back.
Hallelujah.
It is a breath of fresh air.
Amen.
We're not in it by ourselves, and we ain't crazy.
Nope.
And
nope.
We ain't just brothers talking this stuff. We got our sisters on our side, bringing up the word of the Most High because it's needed. And what she said, we need to immerse ourselves, study for yourself, like King Jehoshaphat. It worked for him, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Most High was angry with him. Why you help, you know, an ungodly person, somebody that hates Yah? I'm mad at you for doing that. But you got some good in you, right? You got
right.
some good. And
right.
we went on to do more good. So we want to do good before Yah so that he's pleased with us, even though we may have made mistakes and errors in the past. But we're going to do just like Jehoshaphat and all the good kings of Israel, because the kings are our example, immerse ourselves in the word of Yah. And King Jehoshaphat made his people, the leaders of the people, immerse themselves in the word of Yah. And that's so greatly needed now, not just amongst the people that's listening on this radio show, but amongst the world, for real. Because the world is totally in confusion and chaos right now, and nobody really knows what to do. Nobody. None of these leaders got the solution. Because what does Proverbs say? They all lightweight. They're not connected with Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get weighed in the balance, you're going to see that they are absolutely nothing.
Thank you. Well, it's a blessing for the Real Talk for Real People show, and for me, and for Katria to have Sister Yehuda back with us. It's just a blessing. And thank you, sister. And what I
just
say
had
is,
one quick request. You know me, just one, not right now, because I know you.
Okay.
If you can. Just if you can now. If you can't, it's okay.
Okay.
If you can find Bob Marley for Friday, Redemption Song, because we're going to put something together eventually.
Okay.
We're going to get together. But I think that's appropriate of what we're talking about, because there's a lot in there. And I'm going to get it and listen to it carefully, because it coincides so much with the scriptures. We won't get off track. Okay, thank you.
Sister Judith, in that song, does it mention the lyrics, Free Your Mind from Mental Slavery?
I'm not sure. I got to get on. I got to find it.
Well, I'm finna give her a refresher tonight for the song Friday. So she'll refresh her memory. I'm gonna play it for her tonight, cause like I said, it's a blessing to have her back. So I'm gonna play it tonight so she can refresh her memory, and Katria, you can refresh yours. And as I said, people, As I said, and Cotriel and I said, and Sister Yehuda said, it's about relationships, people. It's about relationship with our Creator and relationship with one another and relationship with strength. Yes, yes.
Let me find out you're an undercover DJ.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, brother, participate.
That's why when you said tonight, I'm like, oh.
Only a DJ could pop up a record at your request.
I know.
No, hey, brother.
You got hidden talent.
I got skills.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow your cover off. I'm sorry.
Hey, I got skills, brother. I got skills. Look here, sister.
Radio
Hula.
Man.
Hey, man. Hey, look, it ain't the real talk for nothing, bro. Real talk.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah and bless Sister Yehuda. Bless Cartrell. Bless Sister Avia. Bless Sister Hedora. Bless you, students, for sharing in these studies with us. Because it's all about relationship. We turn the other cheek, but we don't turn the other cheek for our enemies. We turn the other cheek for the Most High. We turn the other cheek for one another. And we turn the other cheek for strangers, different nations that want to be a part of us. It's all about relationship, people. That's what we're talking about. And we hope you grasp the concept, the dynamics, and the perimeters and the guidelines of the contract with Yah and the obligation for one another. And the obligation with strangers, different nations that want to be a part of us. Praise the Most High.
Obligation to Yah. Bless His holy name.
Praise the Most High. And we don't know much, Sister Yehuda, Brother Katya, and Yam Su. We don't know much. But we do know this for certain. You finna get ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the... You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. May the Most High bless you. May you direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. We suggest to help facilitate your growth and development that you get you a new heart, one that is steadfast, and a new spirit, which is steadfast, and a new heart, which love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. In your brothers and sisters, it is continued upon that as yourself and thirst after righteousness. We love you. Shalom. And good night.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? It's all I ever had. Redemption songs, all I ever had. Redemption songs, these songs of freedom. Songs of freedom.